Hey, it's Tony Bruschi along with Jenny and Carol Hughes, inviting you to come check out our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories.
You don't get a fart in my presence, it just leave it.
When I pick up a cup, I try to take a sip. It's Greg's chew. Like, spit take right into the screen.
Gross.
I know. You can't unhear that.
It's a show jam-packed with stories of crazy bosses, insane coworkers, and workplaces from hell.
I'm seriously getting in trouble right now for being a hard worker.
Pick your ear, nose, rub your eye that clearly probably is pink eye. Here, let me handle those apples for you.
So not only is it gross that you're getting bacteria onto the money, but you're getting bacteria up into something else.
And the best part, you're invited to share your workplace nightmare or office horror story as well. Just search Office Horror Stories wherever you download podcasts, click subscribe, and start binging away now.
You know, I'm single, and then I listen to stories like that, and I'm like, that person found someone.
What? You've been carrying on a not-so-discreet affair with one of the day shift supervisors and had skipped town with her and literally thousands of dollars of client money that had been earmarked for employee incentives.
I wish I had a kid. Because if I had a kid, I could call in sick a lot, I could leave early a lot, and not saying,
you know,
that they were making it up. But yes, I have worked with people who made that shift.
Our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories. New episodes weekly, available wherever you download podcasts. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, have you ever been confronted with unexplained glowing eyes? Did you wonder where they came from and why they were watching you? Today we hear the true ghost story of a woman in a dorm confronted by unexplained glowing eyes.
Welcome. Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep, 855-853-4802, the phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online, right in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Supporting the show is what we ask. If you love it and you want this thing to keep going on, $5 a month is all we ask. This is a listener-supported podcast. You can support us by going to ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Chip in $5 a month, and for that, you're going to become an extra podcast person, an EPP. And what that means is you get a bonus episode every week exclusively for our EPPs, as well as advanced episodes of the show. You get those weeks in advance, and they're all commercial-free. So you can binge away as we get the episodes out there. No ads, all for you. Like I said, ghostpodcast.com. You can sign up there, or if you prefer the Patreon platform, patreon.com/realghoststories. Please and thank you for your support. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you this fine day. And how are you, Carol?
Well, you kind of just gave me something else to be freaked out about.
What's that?
Glowing eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot for this one.
Got to think about it that at night because sweet dreams are made of these. That was a music video I used to be freaked out by.
I'll be sound asleep and wake up in the middle of the night and go to look at the clock and I'll be like, oh, shit. What if I open my eyes and there's glowing eyes?
You know, we had
so
a...
Thanks to me.
We had a story earlier today when me and Jen were doing a show. It was from an adult that had never experienced lightning bugs or fireflies. And they moved to an area that had them. And they were like, what the hell are all these glowing eyes out of there?
Freaked out.
And, you know, if you don't know what they are, I could see that being really kind of a freaky thing, especially those big ones sometimes. You're like, oh, my God, is there a fire? You know, these embers? What is this? But it's one of those things you don't think about when it's something that you don't have any perspective on because you've never seen it. And it's something that most people will experience in childhood and know what that is. But if you're an adult and experiencing something that most of the time is a childhood, you know, initiation, it's kind of amusing. to think
well,
of
it. And then the time of day, you know, because it's got to be dark so you can see them.
Yeah.
But you don't see their little bodies. Mm-hmm. All you see is this light.
Yeah.
That goes away and another light and another light.
Orbs.
I never thought that.
It would be bizarre. I was amazed at how big they are in the South. They are bigger in the South than they are up north, where I'm from in Wisconsin. They were a lot tinier up there. I don't know if they don't have a long enough, you know, season to get big and beefy. But the Southern lightning bugs are like two or three times bigger. And it's like, holy shit, they are bright. But
I had no idea. Yeah. I thought they were all the same size.
No, I think you go anywhere like from Southern Illinois on down, and they get big. So over there in Wichita, over here in the Ozarks area, they're bigger than up north.
I had no idea.
Yeah, different types of maybe different types of bugs. I don't know. I'm not a lightning bug expert. That's a whole different show. Talking lightning bugs with Tony. It's a new 7-part series where we just talk about lightning bugs. Exactly. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first ghost story of the day. It says this happened back in the early 70s when I had my first experience with the paranormal. I was just about 13 to 14 years old. I went to go to my room to go to bed, and only when I turned my lights off, I laid there and tried to sleep. All of a sudden, I felt paralyzed. And then in my ears, I heard three different sirens of a cop car, an ambulance, and a fire truck. Seconds after, I was grabbed and pulled off my bed. I was so afraid that I didn't know how, but right after I was yanked off my bed, I ran to my room. And like it was like nothing was there. I told my parents, but they did not believe me. It was going on for months, but the worst it was is when I got levitated off my bed. It happened so often that I begged my dad that if I could use his tool shed as my bedroom. He agreed. So I moved up to the house at the age of 23 years old. I need to tell my story, and I'm so willing to be hypnotized because you'll be pleased with my story that it went on until I was 30 years old. I've been levitated, slammed around. Only witness I have is my sister. Where I was sleeping is very close to my parents' windows, where my sister's room was maybe a house away from me. When I was being levitated and slammed around the room, my sister said she thought her friends were over making a lot of noise. During that time, I was set free and ran towards my sister's room, shaking and scared and freaked out, hoping that she would see me and let me in for help. When she opens her door, she knew something was right. Please, can someone let me know what you think of this story, and if anyone else has ever experienced anything quite like it. Being levitated and slammed around a room. That's quite extreme and terrifying. And I understand that's not exactly an easy one to be believed by.
Well, I don't know anyone who that's ever happened to. I've never had anybody tell me that they have. Now, you've heard a lot more stories than I have, but like personally, I've never had, you know, everybody tells me ghost stories, but never heard one like that.
I've heard
one. Especially, not only are you being levitated, but you're being slammed around.
Yeah. And I've heard the being pulled off the bed thing, but the levitation.
Yeah.
That you see in the movies quite a bit, but it's not one you hear about all that often.
Yeah. And did he or she say, is it still happening or did it stop?
It sounds like it went up until the age of 30 that they were experiencing the levitation.
What the hell? So, and why would it stop?
30th birthday? Everyone knows that that's when the levitation typically stops. It's like puberty.
By 31.
You got there. You're done. You know, it's like you're now a man or a woman, and now you don't have to go through that anymore. I don't know.
When they said that about the sirens, a couple, maybe a month ago or so, I was sound asleep. And I woke up, and it was actually two cop cars right outside of my house, but they didn't have their sirens on, just their lights.
Oh, that's comforting.
And it was like my bedroom was a disco. I was like, what the hell is going on? It was so bright. And it took me a minute. I'm like laying there going, what the hell? It's like, all I need is music and some dancers. We'd be all set. And so I looked outside and I had no idea what I was going to see. And then I'm like, oh, cop cars.
Just sitting there in slumber and all nice and relaxed. And all of a sudden, it just gets really freaky. And then all of a sudden, like Daft Punk, one more time. It's like, whoa, that was weird. Great way to.
The weirdest thing. Sirens, like, so I didn't get woken up by that. It was just lights. Really bright lights.
Dog's like got like one of those like face masks on. like the medical like rave masks or
he's holding some little glow stick.
Buddy, what's got into you? The pets are having a rave. That's all it is.
I was like, am I having a rave? What is going on?
It happens. It happens. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. I got a fun story I'll share here in just a few moments. I had an adventure today at the Walmart. Yeah, it always, you know, the stories is going, the story's going to be good when that's where it begins. I'll get to it in a moment. It's just, it's kind of one of those common sense things where you just go, why are we wasting each other's time doing this at this moment? Anyway, we'll get to it in a second. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go over to this letter. It says, hey, love the podcast. Been listening to it while getting work done, and friends of mine would know. It was creepy based on my facial expressions. I love that you provide a safe place for people to share their stories. I finally decided to write in with one of mine. I believe that I have some other sense for things of the spiritual nature. I always have. Some people don't believe me. They think it's a joke, but I get feelings of energies are being watched. I can sometimes get visualizations, not seeing them, but what I think they look like. For example, I go to my college library's basement to find magazines for microfilm and get the sensation of being watched by energy, even with no one in the basement. There were stories on campus that a librarian had taken her life down there. When I was browsing, I had a sense that she was watching me, peeking around the shelves. I try to make those visits as short and scarce as possible. Even in the campus art building, it was initially built as some lake party house, and of course it caught on fire. The studios in the lower level were haunted. I'd worked as a late night studio monitor, and when no one was around, two ladies toyed with me, peeking around corners, walking fast, and I'd see them from the corner of my eye. I hated it. But the story I want to share with you about what I call yellow eyes, it happened at home. This isn't my worst experience, but it comes in a close second. Maybe soon I'll write in about the worst one when I can figure out how to write it out. This happened when I was still in high school. It was late. I don't sleep very well in my house. There's always been at least one presence in my room, but I try to ignore that one. It doesn't do anything anyway. It just stares. But the yellow eyes presence randomly presented itself. I was scrolling through social media until I felt I was ready for some sleep. And I got the sensation and a visual of something evil staring at me from the corner of my room near the ceiling. I turned the TV on to illuminate my room since I usually keep it dark. I block out the window so the streetlight doesn't annoy me. And because anyone can walk up to my window and look in, I'm at street level. But I felt like I needed to be able to see the whole room. I didn't even sleep with my back to the rest of the room, but eventually I fell asleep trying to ignore the presence, the staring of yellow eyes. Like I said before, I don't sleep very well, and I woke up around 4 a.m. I went to roll over to have my back to the room when I heard a deep growl. I'm not sure if it was my imagination from a half-asleep brain, but I'm 80% sure it was real. I was feeling grumpy that I woke up to that, and I basically told it, "Not now," and went back to sleep. In the morning, I realized what had happened and decided to try to get it out. It was still in the corner, near the ceiling, arms splat out, holding itself there, just watching with its yellow eyes. My mom is pagan, I guess. I don't hold anyone's specific religious belief, especially the way she does, but she did show me how to get rid of spiritual presences around the house. I blocked off the door with a line of salt. It sounds lame, but I figured it may work, and I burned sage around my room. I'd open the window to let natural light and air in, and hopefully to get yellow eyes entirely out of the house. After I felt satisfied that he would end up going, I went out to do some yard work, walked past my window to grab something, and felt the eyes again. It's basically a scene out of a recent It movie. I couldn't see into my room. It was so bright outside compared to the inside, but I saw those eyes. It was following me. I shook it off and spent the rest of the day avoiding my room. Whatever I did with the sage must have worked. I went to sleep that night with only the regular presence in my room, but it still freaks me out to this day. Thanks for reading my letter. I hope to send in another story or two. Hopefully this one gets on the podcast. I'd like to hear other opinions about these experiences. What's your thoughts?
Well, I'd be curious what the worst story is if they can't share.
That one eats the pets.
That one's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, like, that's what I, like, I get the feeling of somebody looking at you. I think a lot of us have had that feeling, and there is no one there, mm-hmm. because it's this very, I don't know how to describe it, but you could turn around and know there's someone there and there's not someone there.
Sure.
So I get that. Something in the corner that's demonic of in your room with creepy eyes thing, that I don't get. Like, where the hell does that come from? And like, it would make sense if it had been on to me, like if it was something that they'd been dealing with forever or kind of on and off, but to randomly show up, why?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know?
I don't know what is its purpose. You know, everyone goes, well, are we sure it's evil? Are we sure? Well, if it's not, you know, I guess it could just be an asshole ghost. I mean, I'd probably do shit like that just to freak people out for fun. I don't know. But at some point, you got to be like, okay, these are people. We don't want to scar them forever. But there's probably others that don't draw the line.
And I get it, like, in the middle of the night. You can, some of that stuff, even though you swear you're awake and you're really not awake, mm-hmm. or were you awake?
Yeah.
That kind of feeling that you question yourself. But then when it's still there during the day, mm-hmm. and it's in the same spot.
Yeah.
And then obviously went away not to return.
You know, that's an interesting one where there's, you jump into the conclusion of, well, was I awake? Was I dreaming? I honestly, I can't tell you there's ever been a moment in my life where after the fact, the next day I was trying to reexamine something and go, was I dreaming? No, I know when I was dreaming or when I was not dreaming. I understand in the moment going, is this a dream? That's one thing. But when you're retrospectively looking at something, I can't say I've ever had that moment where I've looked back and gone, well, did I dream that? Was I dreaming at that time? No, I know if I was awake or not. But
I have had that happen.
Really? What's, explain.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand you would not know the difference after, you know, after a little bit of kind of gathering it, everything together.
Because it's like, because I have been in bed and I've woken up like that. Okay, you're checking yourself. I totally am awake and there is something in the room with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that. But then you actually kind of sleep and wake up again and you're totally awake. And then the next day it's like, but maybe I just dreamt the whole thing and I never was totally awake. Maybe I dreamt that I was totally awake.
I see what you're saying.
You know, kind of a weird loop thing, mm-hmm. where you're dreaming that you're having a dream and you woke up from that dream. Did you really wake up in real life? Like, it's been that confusing to me before.
Okay.
Like, okay, I know I was having a dream and then I woke up. But was I having a dream within my dream that I woke up from?
And I've had that. I've had the dream within the dream where you dream, you wake up, and then things are weird. I've had that where, like, it continues to loop, where I've woken up like 4 or 5 times in the same dream, but never actually woke up. And that is confusing, but eventually I wake up and I know when I'm awake and I can say, okay, starting point of truly being awake and previously. But I understand what you're saying, how it could be confusing if eventually, if you really don't ever kind of get that breaking point, and eventually you
and then the next day, it's like, what was real about that whole
thing? Okay. Well, that makes sense then. You've enlightened me.
In a convoluted way. But
well, I was just trying to figure out the scenario.
I used to have those kind of dreams frequently, and they would terrify me.
Yeah.
Because the dream within the dream was horrible.
Yeah.
So scary that I'm like, or the ones where you're laying there and it's like, if I could just open my eyes, I'll be awake, but I can't make my eyes open.
It's never a good dream where you're dreaming you're waking up in the dream. It's like, that's just, it's never going to be like, oh, and then everything was wonderful and I won 100 pounds of Hershey's bars. You know, it's just like, it's this shit
that's not it.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing, like, I've had it happen where I woke up, I'm in my bed.
Yeah.
Like, the dream I'm having when I woke up, it's like, I woke up.
Yeah.
And you're right. So the next day, like, I, in order to make it better in my brain, I'm like, that was a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to have to live with the fact like that really happened. But that you could tell yourself it was a dream the next day.
Sure.
Was it? I don't know. Because I don't like the idea of that thing terrorizing me in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. I sure hope that was a dream.
That makes sense. It does. I mean,
if you wake up and something's there and then it's still there the next day and you went out and did yard work and it's still there,
then you really know it wasn't a dream.
Terrifying.
Yeah, that would be. Thank you for that story and sharing that experience with us.
I want to hear the other one, too.
I do, too.
I want to hear this scary one.
Please do write back in. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Been a spike in activity from Glenn, the security guard. We had a call earlier in the week, and we have another one from him right here. Here's the latest update from Glenn.
How you doing, guys? It's Glenn from Cincinnati. I did this phone call apparently 3 times. I'm just really wore out. Apparently hit 3 buttons instead of the 1 or whatever. But so I tried calling the first time, and it gave me a thing saying, "Sorry, this number cannot be reached at this time. Please hang up and try again," which is the only time this ever happened to me. And it's kind of weird. You know, never had that happen. So today's just been, this week's just been fucking insane, the amount of shit that's going on. I'll start off with one of my guards was going through the papers, and we were trying to figure out why there's so many spirits there. She kind of come across two older ladies from 1943, and it was either from 1943 or 1934. I'm sorry, I'm tired. I just fell for it. And it was 2 suicides in 1 week. And the police said it was kind of suspicious, you know, how these women died, because they both, you know, jumped out the window. One jumped out on the 6th floor, one jumped out on the 8th floor. I understand it's sad, but apparently they just lost their husband when they did commit suicide. So yeah, there is that kind of connection there that you have to feel sad for them. Like, they thought at that point in time that there was nothing else to live for. They said, just said, fuck it, let me just go do it. So, we were talking about that the other day. I had to go to check on the other guard downstairs near the door. We're now guarding, since there's now 3 guards instead of 2. And while I was in there talking to her about it, she was explaining to me what's going on about it and all that stuff, where she found that newspaper-wise, stuff like that, and all of a sudden, I stopped mid-conversation. She looked at me and said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Look to your left, and you can literally see 2 balls of light go through the door, the first door, and then she started to form a person and literally walked out the door." And I was kind of freaky as shit because, whatever. I was talking to her. I was like, "No, I'm going to get back upstairs." And she's like, "All right, it's fine." I was like, "Oh, you know, remember who this?" And right when I was saying that, I saw a hand, shadow of a hand, start to kind of touch my right arm. I ran. I'm not going to lie, I ran. Because I felt really uncomfortable. I said, "Fuck it, I'm going, I'm running." So that's what I did. I went back upstairs. And if I had another door today, that currently has another door behind it. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know if they're going to open it or whatnot. Shit, we've been hearing voices now. I'm seeing a lot more shit now. More shadows have shown up. What else have we seen? I'm trying to remember. And I do remember them telling me about the deep freezer downstairs. Apparently, when I walked in there before, there was burn marks all over the place, which I've never really thought about it. The family, the owner of the building, not the owner of the building, but the management of the building, said that apparently 10 people were put in there, 10 homeless people, put inside this big old freezer, and there had gasoline dumped on them, and they caught them on fire, and they closed the door and locked it, which is a really horrible way to go, and end up burning alive inside. And you can actually see the scorch marks and stuff. They told me when he was cleaning out, he found pieces of bone, not too big, but you can tell they're human bones by the size of them. And it's just going crazy. And then doors opening and then closing by themselves. Even more, telling them I had the door to get the guard at. They would open up, slam really hard. There's another door next to them that they would open up and slam really hard, like someone's walking out of it. There's a lot of crazy shit. A lot, I think because of time of the season, since it's getting close to Halloween, or just that they're getting ready to close, finish building up on the, finish up on the building or whatever, but there's a lot of shit going crazy in that building now because we will literally go through calls across the hallway and there's no central AC in the whole building unless you have to get a unit. When you walk through the building, you can see your breath and you walk back through it and it's gone. It is what it is, I guess. But, you guys have a good night. I'll keep you guys updated. Have a good night. Bye.
And I always want to say about his stuff, if you want to see more about what he's talking about, join our Facebook group page, Real Ghost Stories Online Group, because he posts quite frequently to there videos right off of his phone from security monitors, stuff he captures right on his phone. And it's some compelling stuff. Have you seen any of it?
I have seen some of it. Yeah. What exactly, like how long has he been posting stuff like that?
A majority of the year, I want to say probably like February or March around there. I think I could be wrong, but I want to say it was earlier in the year that he began. I'd say spring is when his first call came in.
Like, and listening to his voice, like you can just tell it's all of that's just wearing on him.
Yeah. Yeah. You can definitely tell.
He just sounds tired and I want to hug him and say, get a new job.
I know that that's something that he said he wants to do. And I hope he is able to do
that. It's not always that easy, and I know that.
No, but it's one of those things where I thoroughly enjoy the updates that he gives us because obviously this is the topic we talk about on our show. But from the human aspect, for his own well-being, I really hope that it ends soon for him because you can hear it wearing away at him. On our Halloween episode this year, which aired a couple weeks ago, I ran through literally all of the calls that he had sent into us. So if you want to hear a full rundown, if you're just joining us on the show, listen to the Halloween episode of 2019 and you get a full hour of everything from his first call to the call up until that point. And then this week we've aired two calls, two more updates from him. And I know there's more I already have that I have not aired yet that he's sent in the last couple of days. But it's been an active month.
He needs to journal it, too. I mean, he could write a book.
Yeah. I mean, this is quite an active place. It's crazy active. But I'd love to continue to hear those updates. But like I said, I hope he's going to be okay with everything. Because I know part of it, we're saying some of it has gone home.
Take a break. And go on a vacation.
Yeah.
Like sometimes if because, like I said, getting a new job isn't always quite that easy.
No.
But, taking a break, if you can, and walking away from it would be helpful. Mm-hmm. That's just so much. Yeah. And you can't leave that at work.
No. It
follows you home.
And it has followed him home. There's something that's followed him home already that he's talked about in some calls. So it's he needs some sanity. So I hope things calm down for him. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Speaking of sanity,
you went to Walmart.
I went to Walmart, which, some are good. Some are the definition of no sanity. And here's what I had today. And I walk in. I needed to go get a cooler because we are moving, obviously. Been talking about that quite a bit. And I want to keep some items from my fridge throughout the move. And I needed to get a big one. So I went there and got this ginormous Coleman-type cooler. And I didn't have a cart. So I should have gotten a cart, but I didn't. I'm carrying this thing through the store. I look kind of ridiculous because it's just this ginormous cooler. And I go and check out in the garden department because there's only one register there and I parked close to that area. In the garden department, there's a total of three people. There's me checking out. There's the person who's checking me out and the person three feet from the register who's checking the receipts as you walk out of the store. Now, inherently, nothing wrong with checking the receipts as you walk out of the store. I get that, especially if you didn't see the person check out. However, this is where common sense needs to come into play just a little bit. Because, so I'm carrying this ginormous cooler. I'm the only one in the area checking out. The person 3 feet away who's checking the receipts is watching this happen, watching me make the transaction, pay for the cooler, get the receipt, put it in my wallet, and then attempt to carry this thing by myself out to my car. So it's big, awkward, and he watched the entire thing. Remember, he watched the entire transaction happen 3 feet away from him. I saw him watching. I saw him actually interact a little bit with the cashier as this was going on. So it wasn't as if he was distracted, didn't see it happen. No, no, no. Witnessed 100%. So I get my stuff. I pay. I'm about to walk out. The 3 paces away from where I just checked out. Sir, can I see your receipt?
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding. And I looked at him, and he looks at me. Well, kind of looked at me, then one eye trailed off to the other side of the store. And I said, you just saw me check out. Like, right now, it's still me. I haven't disappeared. I'm the same person you just watched check out, because there's only the 3 of us right here. Well, I know that, but I just want to make sure that that you paid for it. And I said,
no, I just walked up and fake stole it.
I said, do you think I like that got like a magical receipt from the cashier, or what? What is your question for me? I just, because at this point, I if I was just in my hand, I could handle the receipt, I'd do it. But it's like, right. I got to set the thing down. I got to get back into my wallet. And again, if he had not seen it happen, if he was distracted, if I was at a completely different part of the store, fine, I'll show you. I get it. It's loss prevention.
Three steps over and look at the left. Ask the cashier.
Oh, for the love of God, you watched this happen. And it's like he's just sticking to this routine. This, we have to do this thing with no sense of sensibility or reality to it. And he didn't even, you know, because people are going to say, well, he has to scan it into the computer. Maybe there's a camera watching him, blah, 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 blah. He didn't scan it. He just, okay, you're good. But what if there's a camera on him? Well, then whoever set up that fucking rule is an idiot, because that same camera would have also watched me check out with him in the same frame. And yeah, so I was just one of those moments where I'm like, really? Are we really?
And why? Like, when there's nobody in there, why do you even need that person there?
I know. You don't.
Can't the cashier say, look, I've printed your receipt and I've seen it.
Yeah. I
go ahead and walk out the door.
Like I said, I get the purpose, but there is a time and a place, and there's a something where it's like, you're good. I just watched you check out, literally 3 feet away from you. The cooler is bigger than the distance that we had between us when you checked out. But I still need to see the receipt, sir. So, yeah, that was... it was just one of those things. I've had a really long, pissy day with people not getting their jobs done correctly and causing nightmare scenarios and far more hours of work for me than I needed. And that was just one of those last things in my straw bucket that was like, are you fucking serious?
So, well, and that was like an unnecessary job.
Yeah. And he says,
like, I get you're doing your job, but your job is stupid.
Yeah. And then I get asked by another person, that's a giant cooler you got there. I said, yes, it is. You having like a family reunion or something? I said, no, I'm getting the fuck out of Branson. Why are you leaving? I said, I'm just kind of really sick of all the incompetence around here.
He said, incontinence?
Yeah, incontinence.
I got incontinence.
None of that around here. I'm done. It's just, I don't want the environment for my kids. I'm done with the incontinence, you know? You know, judging by the way it's going, I think that might be a problem, too, because there's people that have just decided to give up on the idea of using public restroom facilities as well. And it seems like some sidewalks and all that shit is just a great place to shit without regard. So I don't know what the hell that's about, but that seems to be a new thing. That
I know, that's just disgusting.
A lot of places are dealing with this now where I don't know. I don't know what the fuck, but yeah. I mean, it all comes down, you know, to folks that need help. And the system is very broken and people are not getting that help. And then
there's no place to get help.
Exactly.
If you need it.
Good
that's
luck.
That's a sad thing.
It is.
It's like there's nobody to help you.
It is. I mean,
until you do something really horrific.
Yeah. It's sad. It's a sad state of affairs because it's, I do feel bad for the people, but at the same point, it's scary, you know, walking around some places with my two little girls and the people that will come right up to them, you know, you don't know what the hell's going on. And it gets, yeah. So we're going to a place where there's not a lot of that as being a major issue. So I'm happy about that, but a little less incontinence, if you will. So yeah, that's my
less incontinence is always a good thing.
That's my story of the day. That's going to wrap up our program for today as well. Got a little human horror story in there as well. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get all the bonus episodes of our show. Advanced episodes weeks in advance of their release and commercial free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.